Guns used in Austin bar shooting purchased legally in 2017. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 3, 2026. The rifle and handgun used in Sunday morning's Austin, Texas bar attack were purchased legally in 2017. Fox 7 Austin reported that the 53-year-old attacker was also not on APD or the FBI's radar. The Texas Tribune noted that Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis indicated both guns were purchased in San Antonio by the alleged attacker who opened fire on innocents at Buford's backyard beer garden. Breitbart News has repeatedly shown that the majority of high-profile shooters during the past 19 years have acquired their guns legally via background checks. Below is a short list of some of the high-profile attackers or alleged attackers who passed checks to acquire firearms. Pawtucket, Rhode Island attacker, February 16, 2026. Dallas ICE attacker, September 24, 2025. Minneapolis Catholic school attacker, August 27, 2025. UNLV attacker, December 6, 2023. Louisville Old National Bank attacker, April 10, 2023. Nashville Christian school attacker, March 27, 2023. Uvalde school attacker, May 24, 2022. Buffalo grocery attacker, May 14, 2022. Indianapolis FedEx attacker, April 15, 2021. Atlanta area attacker, March 16, 2021. Parkland High School attacker, February 14, 2018. Texas church attacker, November 5, 2017. Las Vegas attacker, October 1, 2017. Alexandria attacker, June 14, 2017. Orlando attacker, June 12, 2016. UCLA gunman, June 1, 2016. San Bernardino attackers, December 2, 2015. Colorado Springs attacker, October 31, 2015. Umpqua Community College attacker, October 1, 2015. Allison Parker's attacker, August 26, 2015. Lafayette Movie Theater attacker, July 23, 2015. Chattanooga attacker, July 16, 2015. Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church attacker, June 17, 2015. Muhammad Cartoon Contest attackers, May 3, 2014. Las Vegas Cop Killers, June 9, 2015. Santa Barbara attacker, May 23, 2014. Fort Hood attacker, April 2, 2014. Arapahoe High School attacker, December 13, 2013. DC Navy Yard attacker, September 16, 2013. Aurora Movie Theater attacker, July 20, 2012. Gabby Giffords attacker, January 8, 2011. Fort Hood attacker, November 5, 2009. Northern Illinois University attacker, February 14, 2008. Virginia Tech attacker, April 16, 2007. One of the left's more prominent knee-jerk reactions to high-profile shootings is to call for more background checks. Despite the fact that determined attacker after determined attacker acquires their guns via passage of a check. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. He enjoys reading philosophy and novels by Jack Carr and Nelson DeMille. Follow him on X, @HawkinsHawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @HawkinsHawkins at Breitbart.com.